This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's Reality Gate. Let's love.
We're back.
Well, we're not back. This is the second show.
I'm going to say
you
that.
Never get this
I'm
right.
going to say that from now on. We're back.
You can say whatever you want. It's your birthday week.
It's my birthday week.
Ooh.
Can you, because it's my birthday week,
yeah.
Can you not talk over me?
Sure. Sure. Did you, I noticed that when I got your mail, did you sign up on the AARP mail that came today? Just want to make sure.
No! I do get those magazines, though.
Really?
Yes! You'd probably
well,
do, too.
2 years off, so.
I'm not 48 years old. Again, you're 18 months younger than I am.
You know, like your birthday
which
week.
Which is negligible.
It's true. We're practically the same age.
And probably the real age, since people always think you're the older person.
Yes.
When we meet.
I've heard so many.
Yeah. They're like, how much older are you?
That.
4 years?
So many, many people always say that to me. Like, I get it all the time.
Aren't you the dowdy older sister?
Yeah, that's usually always what I get.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Yo, this is Reality Gaze. We're back.
This is Unreality Gaze.
We're back.
Toe.
This is my birthday week. It's going to be Unreality by One. This is Toe.
Season three, episode
T-O-W.
Seven. Something Poodle. And honestly, I have both been
the other woman.
I think Poodle's been more than me. I only did it once.
I was thinking about this when you are the other woman. And you find out you're the other woman,
mm-hmm.
or you're in an open relationship and you're kind of the third, but you've never met the other person.
That's what happened. He told me he was in an open relationship. I thought, and I said, okay, because you kind of have to just go off what he said, and y'all, he had a huge dick, and he was amazing in bed.
And then you forgot what he would say after that.
And then I found out he was married to a woman.
Yep.
And that's when I went,
deal.
I can't do this.
Deal.
Yeah. Anymore, except for this last time, and then I can't do this.
One more time.
One more time. One more term.
It's not all it's cracked up to be. I'm gonna say it now.
It's not.
Especially when there's an angry boyfriend sending you texts that says, "What are you doing with my husband or with my boyfriend?"
I never got that.
Yeah, you just need to avoid all that. Or you see them view you on apps like Scruff or Grindr. You see the ex view you, or you see the partner, and you've never said we're going to meet. It's not going to be a threesome or anything like that. You just see them, and you're like, "What are you looking at me
how
for?"
How did you get pulled into these things?
I don't, as a rule, anymore. I don't, as a rule.
Goodness.
Yeah. It's too hard, y'all. It's just, they will involve you in their mess.
They will.
And I think you can have a three-way relationship or an open relationship if you just have to, your boundaries have to be so, so strong and specific.
Much more than Nicole and Deontay's from Love After Lockup.
Yikes.
Do you think he's going to do it? End up doing it?
No.
I think he's going to try it.
I don't think he'll be able to.
I don't think he'll be able to, but I think he's going to try it.
I don't think so.
Y'all, Love After Lockup, Life After Lockup, great show.
Y'all, we talked about the single life on our last, on part one of this episode. We won't go into all that. Comes on November 15th.
Yes, we won't be covering Ed, so just so you know, right. You don't need to watch it. You don't need to, we won't be covering him at all, but we will be talking about everybody else. So
yep.
We're excited. It's going to be on our Patreon and our Supercast. We're doing what Discovery Plus does, so it's coming out. On our Patreon
and
Supercast.
I think what 9 Day Cray Cray did as well.
Yeah, and then whenever it launches, and when it
on TLC.
On TLC.
Because they run it on TLC about 4 to 6 months after they
we'll
put it
drop
on
it on
Discovery
the free
Plus.
Feed. So that's the way it's going to work. So that's November 15th. We've got Below Deck coming October
Below
25th.
Deck.
And Winter House.
OG Below Deck.
OG Below
Captain
Deck.
With Captain fucking motherfucking hot ass Lee.
I've never met him. I know nothing about him. I think I might have to bring out my old dildo. Yes.
He's so hot.
He's pretty hot. Oof. So that's exciting. And I'm actually looking forward to
and
Winter House.
Winter House.
We're going to be raw dogging you on that free feed.
It's a lot of free feed stuff.
Yeah. So a lot of free feed stuff. So
You're going to get 2 90-day days, a Winter House. And,
four shows.
Yeah.
For free.
Four shows a week.
There you go.
Because we're going to lose Darcy and Stacey.
We
lost that this past
We're going to get them in January, though.
I've never heard of a season turnaround that quick.
As Sissy Jordana said this week, she said, "I frantically was looking for another podcast and then your extra episode, and then I realized Darcy and Stacey is over." I could just hear it in her voice like, ooh.
Y'all, also, we're going to be talking about, the video hasn't been, I think, it's tonight, it's, I think it's released, or it's
I think
out.
Bears All comes out, I don't know what night.
I think it might have come out last
But it's on
night.
Discovery Plus.
Yes. But y'all, they performed, the Silver
Twins. We shared
Twins
it on our Instagram.
Performed their single, and it was something to see.
Something to see. So
now, if you think it's the song of the summer, it ain't.
It ain't. It was.
It's not good.
Especially since it came out in fall. But as Poodle says, it's something to see. It's nothing to hear.
No.
that's a great way to describe it.
They are, quote, fingers, question mark, singing?
Singing. So anyway, y'all, but it's on our Instagram. I think Melanated Way, 90 Day the Melanated Way. Follow her for news and gossip and stuff. But we shared her on the Instagram story. Was there something? Oh, Jamie Kimball Foundation is our foundation this month in the Sissy
charity.
Squad. Our charity in the Sissy, the Jamie Kimball Foundation for Courage. We talked more about it on the first episode.
It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
It's Domestic Violence Awareness. And Jamie Kimball, they do a lot of different programs, but one of their main focuses is educating teens on how to see the signs,
mm-hmm.
and also of domestic violence and how to get out of that, and also how to also just establish healthier relationships.
Yep.
And we love that. We love that proactive approach.
It was interesting. I heard Anita Hill being interviewed on NPR recently, and they were talking about how the work she's been doing is trying to start at the beginning of sexual harassment and domestic violence and things like that exactly the way the Jamie Kimmel Foundation is doing it, by having conversations with younger people and saying, this is not how you behave.
Your parents
might have
behaved this way.
Exactly.
But yes.
You're breaking the site. And she's been, her program has been going into prisons to talk to, targeting men of color, saying, how do we break a domestic violence? How do we break
that's wonderful.
This? And she's like, because in prison, you're not going to be taught any other solution but violence.
We've seen that from Lalu.
Right.
We've seen that, yeah.
So
for her.
Yeah, so that's what she's been doing. It was interesting to hear that on that interview this week.
Can you post that in the squad?
I will.
Thank you.
I will.
I would like to listen to that.
Yep.
Any other announcement, Poods? Birthday girl.
That's it. Let's move on.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about Corey and Evelyn. I need to say this. I was wondering why, even though, and I will say this, it wasn't nice to see. We've been rather hard on Evelyn.
I felt sympathy for her.
Let me say this. I didn't. And let me tell you why. All this feels fake to me. It was hard for me to see her crying. But
yeah. If it's fake, then she's a really
no.
Fucking
I'm saying
good actor.
I think she is sourcing things that did happen for her.
Oh, okay. You think they might be
recreated? No, I'm not saying the storyline is fake.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying this is a filmed representation. Nothing of this is happening documentary style like Steven and Alina.
Okay.
Are happening.
Okay.
When I say it's fake, I'm not saying their emotions are fake. I'm saying,
are you saying the plot lines are what's fake to you?
What's fake is the us not talking about the timeline.
Yeah,
and,
that's a problem. I agree.
And this is a huge problem. 90 Day has been guilty of this in the past.
Yeah,
and let me make my case.
Okay,
Clarence Darrow style. God, I wish I could roll up my sleeves like an old lawyer.
You're not Jimmy Stewart in that movie doing a poodle buster.
So,
what movie was that? Dean goes to college or the Congress?
Mr. Smith goes to Washington?
Same thing.
I never saw it. Anyway, so they got married a year ago.
Uh-huh.
They've been married for a year.
March.
And then at one point, they had a fight. Evelyn, which Corey says, and she agrees to this.
Yeah.
She said, I don't want to be married to you anymore.
Yeah.
Go do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Go date. Go,
she said, Corey
don't
says,
come back.
She said, leave Ecuador.
Right.
Leave this, literally. Leave the country.
And y'all, we can all see her doing it.
For sure.
Because she loves power moves like that.
Someone who said, I hope he stays out in the cold tonight and gets bitten by a million mosquitoes.
Yeah. So we can all see that. Then, the only reason, here's the thing, Exhibit B, the only reason he came back from Peru was to get his shit.
Need to get my surfboards because they got some gnarly waves down there.
But the pandemic hit, and they needed to hunker down together. They couldn't really go anywhere, and that's when we saw that stuff from quarantine where they were despising one another.
Oh, they
he was still in the other bedroom at that time.
Yeah.
So then they said they worked on their relationship, slowly became back to wedded bliss. Now, then he basically, in the interim, said, again, I'm not defending Corey. However, in that time when he's back in that house with her and he's thinking, oh, this is all the good stuff, do you think in a million years someone like Corey is not going to minimize what happened with Jenny?
For sure. We've learned from Steven, Mormons minimize.
Not all
Mormons. I shouldn't.
So, I'm not saying that wasn't wrong, but we can all understand why he did not say that to Evelyn.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right. Then, Of course he's not going to tell her. Because then, but then he gets the better of him.
I love how invested you are in this.
No, but here's, exactly.
No, but I mean, like, I love how invested we get in this show.
And let me tell you why, this is why I don't care. I'm like, let me tell you how much I care about why I don't care. Because, well, something, what this show does for me is if it pulls on me, there's a reason that's compelling me. Mm-hmm. This section did nothing for me. And let me tell you, and that's why I'm telling you why now. So, if we're supposed to believe all that happened, we're also supposed to believe that Evelyn did, without Corey saying what he did, Evelyn forgave him of everything that happened.
Yes.
And also that she did not care what happened when he went away.
Yes.
For all intents and purposes, they were done. That, what, period. End of sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if she's got a lot to stand on here.
Oh, she has nothing to stand on. 100%
and that's
agreed.
What I'm saying. She can preach to someone like Corey, who is wrapped around her vagina.
Yeah.
And she knows because that's what she always does. Do I think she's honestly hurt? Yes, I do think she's hurt because this hurts her ego.
That it
more than anything else.
I felt bad when I felt bad. It wasn't like, oh, poor thing going through this. She was so visibly upset.
She's never been the cuckold, y'all. She cucks men.
Yeah. She
sets up the cuckold.
She's crying because she lost.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the thing is, y'all, you know, I've never been that hard on Evelyn. I understand her.
You actually,
this was me in my 20s.
Usually he always says you respect her.
I do. But this goes, you know, one of the reasons why I don't love this part.
She didn't trust her instincts.
This turns Evelyn into a wronged woman, which in a way she thinks is a stronghold, but it's not for mm-hmm. her. It flips her ethics a little bit because she's always said when we weren't together, it was fine. So now it's so interesting to me because I was like, I'm not feeling anything and there's a reason. Because I had to think about it a lot. And he's not helping with being shitty and going to talk to Jenny.
Oh, it's horrible.
And he, don't get me wrong, I am not saying Corey did the right thing. But I also understand why Corey did not tell her what he had done.
Oh, yeah.
And
because literally, as some sissies wrote me, she's going to cut his balls off.
I thought she was going to cut his dick off.
Yeah. Because she's so aggressive and gets so angry and is so controlling of him.
Yeah, I think that's the thing about she controls. She assumes financial stuff all the time. She's like, you're going to pay for this, you're going to pay for that, which I just kind of enjoyed watching her push Surf Jesus around.
Yeah.
And now, you know why I have a problem now? Now she's emotionally manipulating him. And I'd like it less. Because now she's using, it's these, and I'm saying this really carefully. It's not crocodile tears, but it really kind of is. I think she feels hurt, but it's not for the same reasons he thinks she's hurt.
No, she doesn't feel hurt because she can't trust him. She feels hurt because, again, she lost the game. She feels hurt.
100%.
She feels hurt because she lost control.
She doesn't have the upper hand anymore.
Because
he cucked her.
Because what did we say 6 months ago? Corey, if you ever want to destroy Evelyn, the worst thing you could do is to fuck another woman.
And he did it.
And not only did he fuck another woman, he dated her.
Yep.
He was in a relationship with her.
Yep.
And so that, because she felt like she had control because she felt like she was his one and only.
And
like he was so enamored with her.
He knew, or she knew in her heart, he would never find someone he loved more than her.
Yeah, it's interesting when she said to him that one, she's like, what do you think you're like? Because you're blonde and blue eyes that women are going to fall over, you think you're Brad Pitt? And I wrote, but that's what you thought you were to him.
Yep.
This quote-unquote exotic,
yep,
you know,
this is
woman that was just entrancing this American stupid man, and you took advantage of him.
This is the first time I have seen weakness from Evelyn, and I'm not saying emotional weakness.
That's why she's crying, because she can't control.
Strategy weakness.
I think she's crying more than anything because she can't control her emotions.
Yes. Yeah. That's one of the reasons I respect her, you guys, is because she's always one step ahead.
Maybe that's why you don't feel anything.
I feel nothing for her.
Because you lost respect.
Yeah. And, well, it's I've never really felt anything with their story anymore. I've always just watched her just like cuckolding.
Like the last season. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like,
And, but this is, I feel like we're getting to a point where they're trying to make this storyline one of these emotional,
Sorry, Poodle's neighbor's having a party.
We're having a party.
A party for two.
Two.
If you
listen carefully, you can hear the guy she's currently fucking, who I talk like this when I do his impression. Because he sounds like the stupidest straight man who ever lived.
I really hope one day someone listens to... I mean, luckily, I love all my neighbors. We all get along because a lot of them listen to our show.
That's like when I wanted to fuck your other neighbor.
Yes.
Whatever happened to him?
He moved.
I know he moved. I wonder what he's doing.
I'm not going to tell you.
Maybe I could record us fucking so I could at least play it for you.
Nope. Nope.
Because part of the allure is that he lived downstairs from you.
And Poodle wanted me to be awake at night at like 10 a.m. just hearing, hiya, hiya, hiya.
Can you hear it, Queen? This is pleasure.
I would know how to fix that, because I would say, just remember, every time you're down below me, every time you come, I want you to think of me.
I just spit up some bile.
Fix that. Anyway.
We need to move on. I'm horrified.
Your neighbors always have dogs. They're loud. I hope none of them listen.
Getting back to this, do you understand where I'm going with this?
No, I 100% see your point.
This was the first time this story turned manipulative for me.
You know what it was? Yes, watching it, I think what I was sad. Yes, she was visibly upset. And it wasn't like more of, I'm not liking Evelyn, but it was kind of like, it's like when you were a kid and like watching He-Man or some show and like Skeletor, or you're watching G.I. Joe and like not Snake Eyes, but like the Cobra Commander. But like if you.
So gay.
You're so gay. But you know how every once in a while they would have like one episode where they like. Something
Tobax
happens
and they
actually like get sad.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't like this.
It's kind of like Tom Hanks in his first dramatic roles. We're all like, what the fuck is this?
What is?
And then he did Philadelphia and we're like, oh, we get it.
That's why I think I felt sad. Just because it was like seeing someone who's just so.
Cartoons. Funny yeah. People for our amusement.
Yeah.
And I will say. Surf Jesus trying to have emotion, doing the best he can. This is the thing.
I don't get, I will say, because y'all, we meet Jenny, and she is really pretty.
She's wonderful. She's
gorgeous. How is Corey getting these women?
It is interesting.
Because Evelyn is a beautiful woman as well.
He is singular in that area. He is not just white. He is like blonde and blue-eyed, so he is a little more singular. Now, if he's to the farther south, like Argentina and things like that, there are a lot of Europeans down there, and they didn't come just for the weather, if you know what I mean. Like we saw it with Kay from Mark and Kay. I was like, yeah. Somebody's ancestors might be from Germany. Jesus. Because the Nazis went all down there. Sorry, that was my dark Nazi reference of today.
They did. Yeah, it's your birthday week. Whatever.
I'm always like, wonder where Kay's family's from.
Yeah. Do you think Mark and Kay are still
together? Yes! and I will not accept any other answers on my birthday week. You will not say a single word against Mark and Kay. There was an Instagram post that she was in Huntington Beach. Yeah, Huntington Beach. She was
visiting. Just in time for the oil spill. Hope they get that cleaned up.
That's very sad. It's very sad. We should not be making light of it.
No, I'm not making light of it. It's like she comes at the worst fucking time.
For the oil spill.
Oh, that's so devastating. Anyway.
Y'all pray for Huntington Beach. Pray for Orange County to get shit together.
That's going to take a bit.
I know. So let's hit it. But that's my summation. I rest, Your Honor, I rest my case.
So much for a 30-minute show, y'all.
I think it can happen.
Yeah. So, okay. So, Corey says he's going to look for a job, but he's actually going to talk to Jenny. And so, y'all, it's been 7 months since he saw Jenny. I'm like...
And he ghosted her. But let me tell you this. The person I feel bad for in this, not Corey, not Evelyn... Fucking Jenny.
I don't feel bad for her because she seems fine. She's going on a date after this.
But I'm saying she was treated like shit.
She was, but I think it's, y'all, if you ghost somebody and then 7 months later, you're like,
I wouldn't have shown up.
This is such a shitty production thing paid to her. Do. I hope she got paid.
Yep.
A lot of money.
So he.
Or at least a restaurant gift card.
The Ecuadorian equivalent of Bennigan's.
Yes. Yes. Bennigan's. ¿Cómo se dice Cheesecake Factory en español?
When you're like familia.
Yeah.
What is the word for family? People are
familia.
Is it familia? Familia. Yeah, people are screaming.
So she shows up and she's like, so how are you? And they kind of, Corey's like, I want you to know.
Hola, Jenny.
Hola, Jenny. I want you to know.
I'm sorry.
Real.
Now, I will say his Spanish is getting better. That's a relative term. It's better.
Didn't he go on a mission?
Yeah, but he might have not went to Spanish speaking country.
Maybe he went to it because if he did, he has that skill.
Corey's God, not the brightest bulb. He went, he got it. You know, Corey has a degree in film.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Degree in film.
Y'all, his eyes are so clear because there's nothing behind them.
You know what it is? And I've said this before. He's a relatively attractive straight man. You have to do very little in this world
I don't think he's to rise above
it.
I don't think he's attractive
I
at
said
all.
Relatively attractive.
I wouldn't even say relative. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, he'd be like a 5 for me.
Oh, I think he's higher than a 5. I think you're being, well... You remember, you don't usually find white men attractive. So
that said, though, I still would know if somebody's attractive, and his face just looks kind of like a squinchy mouse face.
He's
to me.
He's at a little doughier than he normally
it's
is.
It's not
here.
The body, it's the face. You know, I'm a soft in the middle.
I don't think he's attractive, but I don't think a 5.
But
is
this
where
is
he
why
is.
We can be best friends because we never have the same type.
True. I don't know why I'm taking umbrage.
Yeah, I don't
with
know
Corey.
Why I'm like, yeah.
Fuck
so,
him.
But anyway, so he's seen her. And he's like, my time was real. I had a lot of feelings for you. And she's like, basically, y'all, to kind of sum this up, she said, yeah, our feelings were beautiful and real.
It was real.
And once I found out that he was...
Which
he told,
told her 2 months later.
2 months later, he finally told me.
That's why I feel sorry for Jenny.
Yeah. 2 months in, he told me that he was not only dating,
but
he was separated, but he was married. And I went, no, I'm not going to do that to someone. I don't want to be a part of that.
And apparently, though.
But she does say, our time together was magical. There's nothing to, there's not a words to describe it. And I wrote, what am I missing with Corey? Like,
I think.
Just his attitude. Like.
I think
he's
those,
just a wet blanket.
I think those blue eyes and the blonde hair.
No,
they don't
that
see
can't
it.
Be in. Like, does he just give cunnilingus for days? Or with,
I'm saying,
like,
once,
when he surfs, does he become Aquaman and is a god in the water?
I'm saying the singularity of someone who looks like he does, who seems like a California.
But I'm
dude.
Saying not even the look, not even the look, like his personality. You, it's literally wet toast.
You can get past that. If you've never seen anyone who's like that.
Y'all, he is horrible in bed.
I know. I totally agree with you.
And his dick is not huge.
It's not. It is.
He's a very smooth butt.
It's at best a boyfriend dick. At its best. Which, y'all, I'm not faulting boyfriend dick at all.
I love a boyfriend dick.
If you don't know what that is, you can Google it.
At work.
It's something that you could take without a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
That you can have every day.
Yeah. Don't need to break out the Crisco for that one. Just the KY.
Like a good, like, brown rice and chicken dick.
Yes. Like a good penis. Boyfriend dick is there.
God bless.
God bless.
So, Jenny basically says, as soon as I found out he was married, I said, you need to go get your shit together.
Yep.
And if
peace be with you, ho.
If you come back, you know, go do what you need to, but I'm not going to get involved in this. If we're meant to meet again, great.
Great.
If we're not. So she kind of did think he would contact her again because he ghosted her.
Yeah, ghosted her.
So she's not even really that mad about it.
No.
And the best thing where she says,
well, it's been 7 fucking months,
right.
So she
says, I have my life, you have yours. And she said, does Evelyn hear about me? Because you really should tell her all the truth. And that's when I wrote down, she's going to chop your dick off if you tell her.
Yeah.
And she's like, but you know what? This has been great, but I got to go as I have a date.
I have a date.
Baller move.
Boom.
Mic drop.
And she skips off. Like she's about to join a musical number.
Jenny might be my favorite person in their storyline.
Raul. Oh, he's always going to win for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, y'all, they come back, and Corey's like, I guess I really need to talk to Allie about
now,
this.
There's
I want to catch some waves.
There is one thing the producers say. So do you still have feelings for Jenny? He's like, I need to have a sip of something.
So he starts to, you can't even say the word sip without sounding like Stephanie.
A sip. I love a sip of something. Ladyville Belize.
But he's like, his pits are visually sweating when they ask him this.
And the thing is, y'all, you just say, no, I love Evelyn.
That's what you say.
And I have feelings for her as a person. It's just
dirt
so
bag,
stupid.
It's also
fucking yes. It's also like this idea of like yes anding the thing, and it's I can't stand him.
I don't care for him. He's gross.
So the next day, y'all.
Next day,
they're doing coconuts at the beach, and this is why this feels fake for me. They're already seemingly pissed at one another. You can already tell she's just going. It feels like they're going. They're like, now is the time where you have to tell me about fucking Evelyn. Or
yes,
fucking.
It's Jim. So they're. It's so. By the way, they're having this conversation while they're drinking their coconut. So Corey's kind of like, so yeah, remember that girlfriend I had? Yeah, so anyway.
So remember her?
It was very weird. Anyway, they eventually dropped the coconuts. They were distracting to me.
Yeah. And so basically she goes like, it's like, well, we actually had sex and we.
Well, he said it wasn't a one night thing.
Yeah.
It was more of a serious. And she said, how serious? A few months. And that's when Corey said she was my girlfriend.
We dated for 2 months. And she starts in with, what the fuck?
I'm going to throw up.
I can't believe. That's why she's a terrible actress. That's why I can't believe this is the first time she's hearing
about
this.
At first, I was like, okay, it feels like she is acting. But then she started like crying and I went, this is coming from a place of
that
something.
I believe, that's the thing. I think she was still sourcing it.
Well, this is why
because I don't think the emotion is fake.
No. I was going to say, but it goes back to what we were saying earlier, what I think supports your theory and also what. Basically, what both of us said, your theory of her and me saying that she's just angry she didn't win. Y'all, she said, I'm so stupid because he told me he couldn't get it up, and I believed him because I thought maybe he's so into me that he can't get it up for another woman.
boy. Y'all,
you need if a, you, she finger bangs herself to herself.
Yeah, if you think your husband or your boyfriend can't cheat on you because he can only get your dick up for you.
Carl, we need to talk.
I have some swampland to show you.
Carl, I got some truth talk on in the Florida. Days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swampland in Florida. Yes.
Y'all, dicks go up with a slight breeze.
Yes. What is that children's song that we used to hear about dicks going up, Poodle? What is that song you used to hear? Do, 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 do. And the dick goes up, the dick goes down. It fucks you when you're older all around the town.
Wow. Don't love talking about dirty children's songs, personally. Just me.
That didn't land.
No. I usually... You notice when I refuse to be part of a bit? Y'all, when I can't even know... When I just, like Meredith says, disengage from a bit, you know, and I go, nope, not familiar. And I'm like, maybe he'll drop it. Maybe he'll drop it. He never drops it. And I'll know it's not going to be good. And I'll just, you'll actually see me physically recoil.
If you're watching the intimate portrait, he did.
I kind of lean back.
Oh, ma'am.
Like, when I lean back after you tell me, when your mother saw the light go out of your stepfather's eyes. And I went.
Yeah.
Truly one of the hardest things I've, one of the most disturbing things I've ever had to hear was when you said it.
Sorry. Speaking of parents, hey y'all. Shoot, Papa Mars having an outpatient procedure today. We hope that it helps him walk. Shoot him some prayers. I'd appreciate it.
How do they do that?
Thoughts and
shoot prayers out of a shoot up in their head?
Yeah, going up. But y'all, if you're that self-involved that you think that you can control, come on.
She gave herself away
so
there.
When she said this, though, I went, that's what she's upset about. Is
yeah,
that he
totally.
Did it.
Totally.
He did it.
So, and that I guarantee you there's going to be a certain, she's not beloved by any means. But there's going to be a certain group of people who have been cheated on before, who become Team Evelyn, and
But I just want to say this is not your story, y'all.
Exactly.
It's a different story.
And so I need you to know.
But that's
where
what TLC
this is
wants
from.
Us to do. They want people.
That's
that,
what I'm saying.
Men and women that feel wrong to be like to get behind her.
Because y'all don't be fooled by this.
But y'all, they're both gross people.
Yeah.
I still would say she's probably the grosser one.
I think
he looked real shitty in this episode. When
no,
he did to Jenny, yeah.
I think he's,
they both kind of deserve one another.
They totally do, and I think they're going to be together forever.
Oh, they're not breaking up.
No.
They're going to be together after this.
That's why,
y'all, because she fucked everyone in Pigtown, and that she knows she can't get.
She knows she doesn't want anybody,
but
in
she can't get away with this in Pigtown because she's not exotic Evelyn that Corey just loves her.
Yep, totally. All the other guys, they know what she's going to do in Pigtown.
Yeah, it's the whole you spot.
Even that turtle.
Even that turtle. You know, oh, not again. Please, Evelyn, leave me alone. I'm in my shell.
That was a weird theater about her fucking
weird,
that turtle.
That was a weird. But even when she's, it goes back to you spot it, you got it. When she said, you're Brad Pitt, who do you think you are? And I went, but that's who you think you are, mm-hmm. Evelyn.
Yep. So, anyway, she basically says she's kind of letting it wash over her. And he says, you told me it was okay to see other people. And then she's like, what do you want from me? Do you want me to say thank you for coming back? And she's like, what happened to her? And he's like, I cut ties with her. She finally says, take your stuff and leave. I want a divorce.
She said, take your stuff. I want to leave and get out. Get all your stuff out.
Yeah. Which we imagine is like a monthly thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corey's like, well, usually when we fight usually every night, I have to sleep in the other room.
Mm-hmm. And then she puts that little chastity thing around my dick.
Around my
chastity
dick.
Box.
Usually we do that. This time she just told me to sleep outside.
So then she says, she's crying and she says, this is such a thing. where she says, she texts him later. She's like, "You're a liar and a piece of garbage. Forget me." That is such a self-centered way to forget me. I know it will be hard for you.
Yeah. She definitely is like, she wants to torture him too.
And then she says, "I want him to suffer. I hope millions of mosquitoes bite him."
And yeah. I get it. She's angry in the moment.
I'm not saying she's wrong for saying that.
No.
But I'm saying that's an indicator of where we are.
Yeah.
So she's finally allowed him to sleep in the house. They are talking. She can barely manage anything.
We find out the next day.
Yeah.
He wakes up in the bed. Yeah. So they're talking again, and she's like, "If I see him, I want to." Like she said earlier, "I want to punch him." But she said, "I can't forgive him. My whole body's repelling him away." And Corey, and probably y'all, if you did something wrong in your life, and you need to see how do I give an apology? This is not the one to watch. Not at all.
No,
he kind of sits up there like a sad salamander, and he just kind of sits and he's "Hey, I made a big mistake."
Yeah.
And Evelyn's like, "I don't buy this." She said, "Deep inside," this is the only true thing I think she said, when Evelyn said, "Deep inside, you don't regret anything you did."
I don't agree with that.
You don't agree, or you do?
No, I agree that he doesn't regret it.
I don't think he regrets it at all.
Because he says he thinks they were on a break.
And yes, but
Ross
also
and Rachel
too.
Rachel style.
I think if Jenny would have thrown him a bone and flirted with him more, he would have flirted back.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because Corey doesn't want to make anybody angry. So
that is his elemental weakness to Evelyn. That's why he will always be chained to her.
Always cuckold to her.
So, she says, this feels like a betrayal because, to her, y'all, I've said this before, she has this code of ethics that she will not do, but the thing is, she's accepted from it. So it's okay if she kind of sleeps with other guys in the town when they were quasi-dating because they were on a break.
Or they weren't exclusive yet.
Exactly.
But when she literally threw him out and said, "We're done, move out of the country."
But the ethics of marriage superseded for her all of that.
Even though
always something.
But Corey, his ethics are determined by her.
Exactly.
So when she says, "We're done," he goes, "Okay, we're done."
And so she
said. And she said, we forgot to say this earlier. She said, "I thought when I told him to get out and to give him a break, he would realize how good he has it."
Yes.
"And come back to me."
Yes.
So she never wanted them to break up
anyway.
She just wanted to mind fuck him.
Game.
It was a game. And she lost her game.
That's why I felt zero and I felt nothing.
Poodle felt nothing
below the waist for the first time in 10 years.
The guy had a penis.
It was a big one.
But he felt nothing even when he cried those tears.
That's well done. Thank you for handling that. She says, "There's no more wedding. My mom is going to hate this idea of a divorce, and I don't know what to do anymore. And I have zero trust in you.
It was so hard for me to fall in love with you.
Leave a book of flight and go." And Corey's like, "I think there's a strong possibility that our relationship is over.
We're having a surf competition tomorrow, so I'll do that, and then we'll see."
Y'all, I need a change of pace, so we're going to move on to stories that are actually fun, like fucking Mama Submit moving in with Jenny.
And maybe the best counselor we've ever seen on 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay, and I need to say this.
Save it. We're going to get to it.
I hate you.
After the break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but That all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So, can one man, his parents, and a chicken share a house in India? Can she learn to be a dutiful Indian daughter-in-law? Only time will tell on The Fucked Up Couple.
The Fucked Up Couple.
If you don't know, that's The Odd Couple.
It is.
That is... Neil Simon might sue us because he's extremely litigious.
Isn't he dead?
No, he's still alive.
Not now.
I think he is. Oh, we just murdered Neil Simon.
We just murdered Neil Simon.
Sorry.
Sorry, Neil Simon.
Sorry.
Y'all, it's 101 ways not to marry Jenny. And he's getting down to the wire.
I'm going to say this. This episode or this storyline that we saw, this was the most productive way towards getting to marry Jenny.
It was.
Now, it's going to backfire, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mama Submit is playing chess.
I feel
Jenny's playing checkers.
I feel like this has become like a Disney movie, like a Parent Trap. Real quick, y'all, we're going to have a little announcement we forgot to mention. Plathville's probably going to be a day late this episode on the Patreon. We know it's the finale, but Poots is having a birthday on Wednesday.
And I don't want a podcast.
He's got a courtesan of men just that are going to line up out the door.
Cortege. Or that's a funeral line. Never mind.
Sure. Same thing if you're fucking poodle.
I'll kill you.
It has teeth, y'all, remember? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she's taking the day off, so we're going to do the show. It'll go up on Thursday, just letting y'all know.
You got a problem with that? You can come at me.
Come at me.
You know what? I don't give a fuck.
Because you know what? People shouldn't have to do shit they don't want to do on their birthday.
I agree.
But Submit.
Submit!
He's going to have to marry Jenny
one day.
We're going to
go to a counselor. We're going to go to a counselor.
This.
With your parents. My God.
Who knew? I'll be honest. I don't know if this was just interesting or if it's just something's finally happening with them.
This is the first time we've had any seismic movement.
Two seasons.
Yes. Yeah.
Two seasons. It's been a long fucking time.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
I enjoyed it.
There's a little hope for Chicken Jenny.
Oh, no. He's not going to marry her.
No, I agree. But I'm saying the show is now, we find out later, of course, Submit's mother and father are going to move in with them. I can't even say it without laughing. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be so good.
I can't believe this was Mother Submit's idea. But regardless, whoever came up with it
whoever
on the production
it is.
Team
yeah.
needs a huge bonus. I'll suck your dick. I realize for some men that may not be a plus. And for women, it's not a possibility.
Hey, gay men, we suck dick. If you're a straight man and you've never had your dick sucked by a gay man, don't knock it till you try it.
It is definitely a red letter day.
Oh.
That's something you should try.
You're going to remember it.
And remember, it ain't cheating
if it's with Poodle. There you go.
Like our live shows, y'all, we're going to have Poodle's playpen. Men dressed in the skimpiest things possible. So bring your husband, have him strip down.
You're going to get so many straight men that are going to flirt
me too.
That are going to flirt with you, and they're actually going to. You're going to feel so dirty.
Doubtful. Doubtful. Have you met me? I'll give it right back to him.
Yeah.
Wow. Just remember, y'all.
I don't think you're going to give them anything the next morning, except for something they'll need antibiotic for.
Yeah, be vaccinated. Not just for not just COVID,
but yeah,
other tropical diseases too.
HPV.
I don't know
shot,
what's going on in here.
Diphtheria. Yeah.
This whole area.
Yeah, just
has seen the world.
Kumquat disease.
When I ever go to my doctor, he's just always flummoxed. He's like, what's this?
Can I take a picture of that again, Jake?
I need to go to my tropical manuals.
Wait, were you in Patagonia?
They've only found this in Tahiti.
No, Palmdale.
Same you can thing. Get a lot in Palmdale.
You do. Okay, so I can't believe it. But this family's going to a fucking counselor, and I can't believe they got the parents to go.
I'm shocked that the parents would go.
I am too. And so Jenny's like, oh, after hitting another roadblock, we're going to family counseling. I can't believe it. And Submit says to Jenny, he's like, I just want my mom to feel peace and calmness. And I went, and that's the problem, because what
your
mom
thinking about
feels
your mom first
is none of your business.
Thank you.
It doesn't concern you, Submit.
You can't
get
you're
off
not,
the
you're,
tit.
Well, you're not responsible for your mother's happiness.
No.
Everybody listening out there.
This is two gay men who really had to work through that,
but no,
by the way.
You're not, exactly. You're not responsible for your mother, your father, your grandfather, your aunts, your grandmother, any of their happiness.
Your brothers and sisters. Look. Your parents brought you into this world. It was not your choice.
Right.
So how you respond to them is how you need to respond to them, and it needs to be your decision.
So the therapist asked, who I think is doing an extremely good job.
Sorry, that was very enthusiastic.
It was, and it kind of scared me.
She's great.
Oh, you scared me.
Scared me.
And the therapist says, I like how the mother said, you have to admit, it's a big age difference.
It's a big.
We don't do this in
we
India.
We don't do this.
And the therapist says, I agree. It is a big, which that was so validating for Mama Submit.
It was validating.
To hear that.
And I think it was. Now, remember, it wasn't validating to Jenny, y'all, because she's lived here for 3 years and still can't speak any of the language. Is it a hard language to learn?
I think it's Hindi they're speaking.
Okay.
I could be wrong. You guys, please correct me.
Let us know, sissies, if you know.
But they kind of go out in between Hindi and English.
They do.
So I think she might understand a little bit more than she speaks it.
Well, something that I thought was...
But Submit, I'm sure Submit only speaks English with her.
So something that gave me, that was new information for me, that was helpful for me, and I don't know if Jenny heard this or not, but y'all, the mom and the dad, they speak and they talk about, there are no nursing homes in India.
Yeah.
They're joint families, and they live in a culture that...
We're attached to each other.
To each other, and that when people get older... They're taken care of by their spouse. They're taken care of by their children.
Right. And so what Submit is doing is rewriting those rules of how that works. And so I'm sure that's why it's such a big deal. And in India, customs, from what we know, customs are so heavily what people do, what culture does, you just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you'll be the outlier, and that's the worst thing to be.
And they didn't say this and pinpoint this, but they do in a way. They always talk about Jenny's age, but I'm surprised that I've always kind of thought, But wait, so do you not have a problem that Jimmy's American?
And that's not it at all.
But they finally do say, though, because the mom said she wants to be a good Indian daughter-in-law.
So
that's coming into play, too.
And Dad says, this is interesting, what happens if your relationship with Jenny goes bad in 15 years? And what's going to happen to you because you're not married?
They ask Jenny, they say, Jenny, what's going to happen to you? And she goes,
I'll be fine with myself.
I don't need anybody else. Let's help. I just want him and nobody else. I'll just go back to the hen house.
And the mom is like, why don't you go now?
Yep.
I'll pay for the ticket.
If you can be alone, then can't you be alone now?
I will say.
Can't you be alone now?
The mother shade in this episode was epic.
Oh. And so Sumit, they said, what about you, Sumit? He's like, I'll be fine. He's like, you know, it's like they're setting a date. Because how old is Jenny?
She's 60, isn't she? Plus.
Is she 65? Because she retired.
You can retire before 65.
I think she might be
60.
So.
At least 60. I don't think she's in her 50s.
I don't even know how old she is.
Well, here, I'll talk while you. So, what it's interesting, the mom says, they're talking to her and she's like, I'm sad.
Oh. Sorry, sorry. Sorry, okay.
Can you?
It's just so nice. Okay.
Anyway, remember when I asked not to talk over me?
Well, the thing just had been played.
So, the mom says, I'm sad. This is why I get angry. I think about you all day long, Sumit.
God, she lays on the gate.
And I will say, the therapist says to the mom and dad,
63.
Okay, I knew she was over 60. She's 60,
and he's 30. You know, that's in 2020. Yeah, she's 63, and he's 32.
Yeah. And the mom says, she says to the mom, can you try to understand their love just for a minute?
Yes.
And I guarantee you, no one's ever
said that
to
her. And I loved it when I loved when the counselor said, if you can't set aside your anger and emotion, then your love won't reach them.
Mm-hmm.
I went, I'm going to use that. That's a beautiful way of saying that.
Y'all, as soon as they said that, you saw Mama Sumit's head go, crick, 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 crick,
yep.
Crick, 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 crick. And then she went, well, how about this?
How about this?
We shift, and I need to say she's a good Indian daughter-in-law. And we live with them, and I make her be a good Indian daughter-in-law.
Make her be a good Indian.
And Sumit looks like he is going to puke in his shoes.
He does, but at the same time, he also
He's turned on because he wants eerily, two mommies. He's, like Heather has two mommies.
He's eerily excited.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, y'all, this is so...
Because we'll be honest, y'all, Jenny's a surrogate fucking mommy for him.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Yes. The producer asked Sadhna, I believe is her name, asked Sadhna, the mother, and says, where'd you come up with this? And she said, I made it up in my mind.
Right
now. I want to live with him because I have an attachment to him, and he has an attachment to me.
Sumit,
and I went,
get off my boobie. Get off my boobie.
No. But it's that she basically, y'all, she knows he has a stronger bond with me than he does
totally.
With her. And when I live there, I'm going to break them up. I don't think her plan is to get Jenny to move back. Her plan is to get Sumit to turn against Jenny.
Totally. That's exactly it. And Jenny's like, I think they're trying to get me out of the country. They're not. They're slowly trying to get you back into their clutches.
Yes.
And make you realize that to be their son, you need to fulfill the wishes of your parents.
Yes.
And
Sumit is so stupid. He was like, I hope my mom doesn't want to create tension, but I'm so happy that they're finally supportive.
And he's
saying
maybe
it's a positive sign.
He's so happy that they
finally... He's such a fucking spineless wimp.
Agreed. And I will say, this is a brilliant move by Mama Sumit.
Oh!
I mean... She's an expert chess player. I'm here for it. So the next thing is they're at the
speechless.
Temple, they're at the temple of Hanuman with all the monkeys. Who is the monkey god?
I just want to say while they're talking and saying this, Jenny's just kind of leaning over, just hanging on to her Hare Krishna beads, just like going.
They're not going to stay with us. They're not going to stay with us.
Hare Krishna.
How's the rest of it go?
So, Jenny says,
"Trust me, she's up to something."
There's a bunch of monkeys walking around, and I'm freaked out
now. Did you notice all the fucking bananas that are on the floor? All I thought was the crew just dumped a bunch of bananas.
I think they did to pacify the monkeys so they wouldn't attack them.
Y'all,
monkeys are mean.
It got scary there because the monkeys.
Favorite
like,
line of the whole show.
These monkeys are getting a little close to me. They don't like chickens. Have you ever seen what a monkey does?
I've never
chicken.
Seen this. This is a whole lot of monkeys.
I love chicken.
This was a moment where I laughed like a fool.
This,
I will say, y'all, this show with the editing and the people, there's a laugh that I do like nothing else on television for this show.
There's a reason why it's one of the highest ranked shows. It's a very good show. The Other Way is such a good iteration of this show.
I'm trying to think if there was another moment where I've laughed so hard. I think I laughed so hard when Stacey's extension fell off the flew off the boat.
Yeah.
But I laughed like a fool.
Yeah.
Just like an empty-headed fool.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
So, basically...
But it is shitty. Again, y'all, Submit just basically agrees to this. When Jenny can't speak the language...
Yeah.
And doesn't even ask Jenny if she's comfortable with this at all.
No.
And Jenny's like...
Because this for him, this is a solution to his problems.
Yeah, and she says, I think she's gonna... She said, I think she's coming here to think I'm going to make Jenny's life live in hell and get my son.
You know why? Because Smith's not the bad guy anymore.
That's why he's so happy. Because that's so true. Because she says, she's thinking, I can come back to get my son. And Smith says, but she is trying. She is going to give an effort. And that means a lot to me.
Yeah, he's putting it all on Jenny.
All on Jenny.
In a way, it's even more sinister.
Because Jenny makes a good point. So they're going to come to my home and tell me how to live in my
and
house.
And they are. And I'm going to watch every minute of it and die.
Oh.
They should have seen with them cooking, y'all. Mama Submit's going to be insufferable.
Insufferable. And Submit even says... he's like, well, you know, Jenny, I'm trying to do a lot, but you need to make some changes in your life as well. And I went, she moved to India. She quit her job.
Y'all,
she said goodbye to her family. That's suddenly where Submit went, oh, I'm at way 99. I've only got two more ways to not marry Jenny.
We're seeing phase three of this get Jenny away from him.
The fact that he now is, I think, truly gaslighting her and saying that
totally.
She hasn't made changes.
That's all
I've
got.
How much more do you want from me? I flew on a plane. You know chickens don't like planes, but we can't fly. So I just feel inferior.
Can a man and his parents and a chicken live together?
She even said, sorry, I'm on it. But she even says, how do you expect so much from me? And she says, but you keep avoiding marrying me when that could solve all of this. But that doesn't solve everything. This is a person who, he says, I've done everything in my power. The person who didn't have a passport and was like, oh, yeah, I got to go get that.
And he's never given up anything. Remember all of this, you guys. She's moved here. He'll say he's given up so much.
No.
But he really hasn't.
He really
hasn't.
Compared
to what she's given up.
Because he wants it all.
Yeah.
If he gave up anything, he would say, sorry, Mom and Dad.
Fuck my parents.
I'm going on my own.
Yep. Shall we talk about the strangely...
Boy, ending on a high note.
Strangely, I got emotional during this.
Yeah, it's very
mostly
sad.
Mostly for Benny, but... I was amazed about how Ari handled this.
I was not amazed. Oh, I mean, I was impressed.
Me too.
I was impressed and shocked how nurturing Ari was to Benny when she was leaving him to take their child across the ocean and never see him
there
again.
There were moments when she was trying that she became the Ari we all know, but she says,
she's packing up to leave for a month.
To go to get the hernia operation
for the baby.
Avi.
Which, and we should say, a lot of people come at us about this. A couple of things.
I was going to say, we don't know. We don't know if it was better for her insurance.
We never made an opinion. Yeah. At least I don't think remember saying.
I'm gonna consider this irrelevant. Yeah, you know, whether it is.
But Sissy did say this isn't a surgery that you need to get done ASAP.
Yeah.
So it is immediate. So whether or not the care is better in Ethiopia, I was gonna mention that. I was gonna bring up, we had several sissies talk about that, like, especially in Ethiopian culture, that barbershops are considered like a sacred space.
Oh, from last episode.
And so the fact that she did that to him and told him there in the middle of forever, we had said it was shitty, but don't think Ari's coming out a loving winner after this, y'all, because really what she did to him last episode was really fucking terrible.
Yep.
Really terrible.
The last week was one of her worst episodes, and this is coming from someone who brought their ex-husband over to stay
exactly
with them.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to say that the place that she did it could not have been worse.
But I have to brag on her this week. I know as much as I'm loath to. So what I was disturbed about, she's like, yeah, we're going tomorrow, and she's like, we were fighting and he hit our passports, which that's a desperate move.
As she
you can
said,
tell.
Yeah.
How much Beanie does not want
and
them to
go. Said that was aggressive. That kind of bothered me. And I went, you just had your husband come here and sleep in your house. That's aggressive. That's aggressive,
well,
girl.
But I understand.
But I get it.
But she's really
good. It feels controlling when someone does that.
She's really good at calling out things that are, as an American woman, feel aggressive to her.
It is, I think, a good word. It's kind of gut-wrenching watching how Benny is just spinning out of control here.
The in the moment when he broke down over his child that he hasn't seen.
Yes. And we still, you know, we know that she brought him over. He hasn't seen this kid in 2 years before. Mm-hmm. And that that she went over for a similar thing. I think it was like she went over for a medical thing or something like that even. I forgot. Or his sister
she
emailed
asked,
me about
yeah.
it. And I
well,
forgot.
No, it, I think, I'm not sure what it was.
They sissies, it was on Instagram about, because a lot of y'all are kind of
no,
like
that was
us.
I think that was the marriage.
But they're a little.
You're right. Maybe I think it was a medical thing for the child.
It was something along those lines because they did get married in the States,
mm-hmm.
or they had a wedding
That's
ceremony.
That's when she did the choreographed
dance
routine.
Yeah, we heard about that.
That I poo pooed. Now, and people were talking about this, that they think it's okay if you do a dance thing at a reception. I'm all for it. This one that they did was serious. It wasn't
just,
like tongue in cheek.
It wasn't good.
And fun. No, it wasn't. But like, it was a serious modern dance. No one wants to see that garbage.
No.
It's one thing if you're doing a dance to You're the One That I Want from Greece at
just,
your reception.
Just sit on a stool and say you've got a friend in me and call it a day.
Exactly.
So, but so it's still a little, but it is, we don't fully know, like, it's still confusing me of why, but he hasn't seen his kid, y'all, in 2 years. And that's when he kind of let, he like,
we've
guttural.
Never seen emotion from him like that.
Yeah, it is really, really horrible.
So one thing that's interesting is she sits him down and she brings out a pad. She's like, she starts speaking Amharic to him. That is the language of Ethiopia, mm-hmm. the main language. And he's shocked. Because she's been learning it from Mimi, the nanny, but she really doesn't speak a lot of it.
No, she doesn't.
And so then she gives him a ring and says, forever family. And I wrote, good on you, Ari. This is, you're understanding what he needs and you're trying to show up there.
I think that really, really helped. And she even says, like, she opens his closet and she says, look at it.
No, she's doing her best.
She's like, look at all the clothes I'm leaving. Like, I'm coming back. She really wants to assure him. And so,
however, y'all, we already know that she gets in a fight over Zoom with him and it's of course, she has a problem.
Oh, no. So they're going to the airport, and Benny, that's when Benny is like, how do I send her love? I've got to make peace with this.
I also need to say that Avi is another one of the cutest kids on the 90K.
He's like top three. That kid is gorgeous.
I would agree. It's like Paul's kids.
That's so weird.
I know. Avi is up there. Yeah. Who else is up there?
What's her name in Seattle? Russian.
Oh, they got a cute kid too.
They have a cute kid too.
Yeah. Avi's.
We're talking about Babe, and then Karini's. Her kids are gorgeous.
That's
too.
What Paul and Karini. That's what
not
I said.
Karini. Kalani.
Oh, those kids are cute.
Those kids are gorgeous too. But so Benny is crying. He's like saying, "Call me every day," and she leaves. And basically, she says, "I will," and she leaves. And he's just sitting there watching her, kind of in the rain.
It's heartbreaking.
It was beautifully filmed, actually. Mm-hmm. The way it was very sad. What is gross is that we see, like, next week on 90 Day Fiancé, again, I will say this, and it's true. We don't love being right. Sometimes we do when it's, like, funny, but we said, like, whenever their season first premiered, if she gets over there, her family is never going to want her to go back to Ethiopia. And that piece of shit family, from what we see next week, at least the way the clip they show, is like when her sister said, "Okay, your little plaything, you had a baby in Ethiopia. Yeah, that was fun. Y'all, that's it. Ari's always been the, she's a different one." We read everything.
I guarantee her siblings are worse than Ari.
They all treat her like shit.
Yeah, well, no, she's the fuck up of the family.
She's a we called... I mean, Leander, we said they broke up because I bet
Leandro!
I bet they went to school. That's what happened. Like, we have read her for filth.
No, we have.
That's the show. Anything you want to say, Poodle, on your birthday week?
What do I want to say?
Well, that's it, everybody. We're going to go. We'll see you next week. Hey, go to realitygaze.com. Hey, we're on TikTok.
We're on TikTok.
We're on the TikTok. We're also on Reddit. We're on Reddit. You can find us there. You can also find us on Cameo. We call these people Lonely Hearts Poots because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Stop touching your fucking thing.
Timer. I'm touching the timer.
Yes. And if you need to tell someone that you've cheated on them, drink coconuts. It's the best way. Just sip a little bit.
Wow. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Everybody loves my coconuts to suck on.
Big one, small one. I cheated on you with your wife.
That's it.
That's it, y'all.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.